This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden is set to deliver his first foreign policy speech as president on Thursday today, which could provide some early signals for his plans to chart a course away from former President Donald Trump's America First approach to the world. Meantime, on Wednesday, Biden renewed his commitment to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, but he said he was open to Republicans' demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. In a call to Democratic leaders, lawmakers in the House of Representatives, and later at a meeting at the White House with a group of Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that includes the stimulus checks, pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for a more limited $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution and other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.9 trillion package on a track for fast passage, likely with little or no Republican support. And the director of the Centers for Disease Control here in the U.S. says that the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on the decline as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.